The following Dominican University of California production has been brought to you by radio.dominican.edu.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio, here at the club fair on the library lawn, so come check us out. This is DJ Scout, and I am here with Daniel Mai. Daniel Mai, you want to tell us what you're here doing?
I'm here right now representing the Green Club at the club fair.
What does Green Club do?
So, essentially what the Green Club does is our mission is pretty much to spread awareness about the environment throughout the campus, and hopefully one day the community, if we ever get that far. Not that we're not getting that far, it's just more like I'd rather focus on something where it's more like direct, so hence our campus, because we are all students, and just kind of really bring more awareness to people and have them like know that these issues are really real and it can directly impact them whether or not they like it or not. Because the biggest issues with these things, not only environmental issues, is that when people don't see these problems directly affecting them, like directly affecting their personal life, then it's as if it doesn't exist. Like, for example, if the tree hit your car and like fell down, then yeah, that's a direct impact. But say another tree fell down a block away and hit someone else's car, but then at that point you're just like, oh, well, you know, like, it's as if it didn't happen because you're not seeing it, you're not visualizing it, so it's not in your brain. And the thing is, the media doesn't help with these kind of things too, because to them it's not as important as other issues. But they are getting a little bit better, such as talking about the drought. But the thing is, the drought really affects everyone too, so that is good, but it's just too late already, you know, by the time they realize it. So that's
right,
pretty much
right.
What we do.
What sorts of things do you guys do around campus?
This semester we're having a coastal cleanup on September 19th. It's pretty much like a national coastal cleanup on the coast. And it's really interesting because you get to see like all these trash in like our city that you never even knew was there. Some other things were last semester we hosted a campaign, it's called 50 Shades of Green.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it was pretty much 50 facts of how you could be more green within 5 categories of your own life, like shower, for example, transportation, usage of electricity, and those kind of things. So that's really what we're focusing on right now, spreading more awareness. And
so when's your guys' first meeting?
Probably next Wednesday at 7.
Next Wednesday at 7, come visit the Green Club with Daniel Mai here. I'm DJ Scout, and this is Penguin Radio. And we're back again. I am DJ Scout, and now I am here with Talia. Talia, what are you doing here?
Hi, I'm actually here to promote Global Ambassadors Club at the club fair today at Dominican.
What is the Global Ambassadors Club?
The Global Ambassadors Club helps students get in contact with international students and students who'd like to study abroad to get a little bit more aware about international relations and different types of cultures. We taste test a lot of food. We watch international movies. We try to have fun events getting international students around, some Americans to like go down to Pier 39 or just do fun stuff in general.
So how did you get into doing that?
I'm actually an intern for Global Education Office. I started off just doing media for them, and I kind of just grew with the club in general and the office as it grows larger. We actually have our largest number of study abroad students this semester.
Wow, that's exciting. Well, I'm kind of curious. I definitely want to check it out. I didn't know Global Ambassadors was a club.
Yes, it's actually a club on campus. We started it about 2 years ago. It's really small. It's mostly just the students who study abroad, but we're trying to branch out.
Yeah,
and
I'd
make
love to
it,
get into it.
Yeah, it's really cool, especially we partner with ELS, the English learning students. We have movie nights. Last night we watched Indiana Jones for the first time with all of them. It was really cool with students from Thailand and Japan and China.
Do you guys have anything coming up?
We're actually planning our first meeting to be next week. I'm getting a time set up. I'm pretty sure it'll be on Wednesday evening, just to get a time set up to plan some fun events.
And where would that be?
I'm actually thinking it's going to be the third floor of Edge Hill Mansion, close to the tables where the little windows are and the comfy couches.
All right. Well, you guys heard that. Come check out Global Ambassadors next week, and probably on Wednesday. We'll get back to you on that. This is Penguin Radio. I am DJ Scout, and she is
Tali Gonzalez. Have a great day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. Get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, 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 I get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. Get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, 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 I get a good feeling, yeah.
This is DJ Scout, and now I am here with Cup Amelia member.
Hi, guys. My name is Justin Pring. I'm the public relations chair. I just wanted to inform you for our group. We are the Filipino Organization for Dominican University. We also hold events such as Friendship Games, where we go to Fullerton around late October, and we just meet with other Filipino organizations and just bond, compete in games, and just have a good time. Also, if you love to sing, dance, act, and just, you know, appreciate the arts, we also have our PCN, our Filipino Cultural Night, that is in the spring semester around March, April. So come out to that. Yeah, I just wanted to say what's up to you guys and everybody at Dominican, man. Come by our table. Come by the club fair. Just support the clubs, man. It's going to be dope. And back to DJ Scout, man. Thank you for
having
me.
I'm going to tell you completely unbiasedly that Justin here was the most talented person of PCN, and Cup Amelia is the most spirited club on campus.
Oh, girl, I appreciate it, man.
And
it's
you
family.
Don't need to be Filipino to join it.
Yes,
I am only half Filipino, by the way, and I was there.
Yes,
and it is great.
If you heard it here first, man, DJ Scout, if she loves it, then you're going to love it, too.
You're
like,
going to love it.
I can't advertise family, but it is a family. It's dope.
You can advertise that family.
Oh, man. It's I don't have words for, like, this radio station.
All right.
Like, it's dope.
Well, you should come check out the club fair. I am DJ Scout.
I'm Justin.
Have a great day, you guys.
Yes, sir.
Could have been a wonder. Taking your searches through the sky.
I am DJ Scout, and I am now here with another club president or vice president. Just tell us, who are you?
I'm Maggie Davila, president of Art Swarm, which is the art club on campus.
What does art club do?
Well, we're trying to establish ourselves as a club that showcases student art, brings more art to the Dominican campus. Right now, you only see art in the library, and it's not even student art. The only time you ever see it, it's when it's like senior thesis. That's pretty much it. So we're trying to get more exhibitions for student artists here on campus. And you don't have to be an art major to join. Like, it can be anyone, and it's like a wide range of art. Right now, we're trying to think of like maybe a really abstract fashion show.
That would be fun.
That would really
be
fun.
And that would be on campus?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So if any of you have any ideas, like, we're all open to, like, artistic, creative people.
Do you guys have anything coming up anytime soon?
We're trying to set up an exhibition in Edge Hill Mansion that's not really sure for sure's yet.
Hey, that's a start, though.
That is a start.
You have any meetings
I'm really
coming
excited. We're not established yet, but on Friday we should be.
Hey, keep working on it. That's something. Get the word out there. It's early. All right, well, we're going to go back to the club now. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Do you or do you not think so far ahead? Because I've been thinking about forever. Yes, of course, I remember. How could I forget how you feel, you know, you were my first time, a new feel, it won't ever get old, not in my soul, not in my spirit, keep it alive, we'll go down this road till it turns from color to black and white.
All right, we are here at the club fair here at Dominican University outside of the library lawn. The club fair has finally began, and we actually have some students visiting. This student wanted to come onto the station. Come tell us, what is your name?
Hi, my name is Alistair.
And do you have anything interesting to say?
The weather is nice.
The weather is nice?
Yeah.
What do you do on campus, Alistair? Any clubs?
I kind of just, you know, kind of muse around and kind of look at things. I'm not really a part of any clubs, per se.
No, why is that?
LOL. Not sure. I commute, so it's hard to find time on campus that I'm actually here. You can participate in stuff.
Well, look at this right now. You could be doing radio during the day while you're here.
I am doing radio.
Yeah, now you are. Because I told you to.
Also, you're cool, so I thought I would take time out of my precious day and come and hang.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Thank you for coming onto the station. Is there anything else you'd like to add today?
Peace.
Peace.
That's all
right.
I got.
Peace to all. We will be right back.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry. I drive on the streets 'cause she's my
hello, this is radio.dominican.edu here at the club fair. I am here with a student. Tell us your name.
My name is DJ Peterson.
DJ Peterson, that's
yes.
A good one. You already have a DJ name. I'm DJ Scout, by the way. What do you do on campus here?
Well, I'm a freshman, so I'm kind of just finding my way around the school campus and liberal studies major, so hoping to be a teacher soon.
Well, hey, that's good. So you're at the right place right now to be finding your niche on campus, to find
yes.
out what you're interested in.
Indeed.
Radio is always an option. Anyone can join us here.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah. So you're in jazz band, I hear, right?
I am in the jazz
band.
What
do you play
right.
in jazz band?
I play trumpet in the jazz band.
How are you liking it so far?
So far, so good. It's definitely a transition from high school.
From a big band
to a small band, but it's something I'm open to, you know.
Everyone in it is really cool, though.
Yeah,
that's how you got to think of the school. Is it's small, but everyone's cool.
Yeah,
you just
everybody's
gotta find
very.
Your place.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You enjoying your time here so far? Meeting some cool people.
More than I expected. Yes.
Meeting awesome people like DJ Scout here.
DJ Scout is awesome. Very awesome.
All right, thank you so much for coming onto the station.
Of
is there any last words you'd like to add?
Vote DJ Peterson for freshman rep 2015.
All right, you heard that. Vote DJ Peterson for freshman rep.
Yep.
We'll be right back. This is Penguin Radio.
I don't ever want-
are here at the club fair. I am here with my friend. You want to tell us your name?
Brian Juarez.
And Brian, which club are you here representing?
Latinos Unidos.
And what do you do in that club?
We basically gather up all the Latinos, not just the Mexicans.
Wait, there's a difference?
Yes, there is definitely a difference. Spanish people are not considered Latinos, but we also accept them as well.
Oh, okay. So are there people you turn down?
We do not turn down. That
okay,
is,
okay. You know, so what do you do in the club?
Clarified. You know, we do Latino parties, just either religious or non-religious fiestas that you could call them. We also just talk about the community because it's a community-based club. We do volunteer work out in the canal. We go out to schools and talk about our club, get people, minorities, excited about going to college, you know, just try to encourage other people and do what we can for the community.
You guys have any meetings coming up or any events? Anything you'd like to tell us about?
We do not have a meeting time set yet. We are trying to find a meeting time set that will work for everyone in the club, so it will be more of a poll decision.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming with us, Brian. Is there any last words you'd like to say?
Go Penguins.
Go Penguins. All right. Come down to the club fair here on the library lawn. Have a great day. I'm DJ Scout.
Yesterday, forget it. Tomorrow is nada. The present is right here, through the breath, watching. Atheist Jesus piece hanging on a cross. We sit and discuss God on lawn chairs about how we got here, what it is, what it isn't. Shit. Fate versus fate, scrimmaging with coincidence. Leave out the marketing, hold up on the business end. Focus on the genuine and everything else. You can shed the skin.
Hey, we are Penguin Radio, and we are here at the library lawn for the club fair. I am here with
Mateo.
Mateo, you want to tell us, what club are you here representing?
So I am here representing the Armored Penguins. We have been a club here at Dominican for, I guess, 3 years now. This is my fourth year. I started it when I was a freshman. It's a full contact medieval combat club, and it's a whole lot of fun.
Yeah? How did you come up with that?
So I absolutely did not come up with this.
You did not.
This is an organization called Bellegarth, and Bellegarth has been around in different forms since the 70s.
So it's not LARPing.
It is not LARPing. There are a few very, very succinct differences. First of all, we don't have magic, so no lightning bolt, no fireball, none of that.
Well, that's all I really wanted.
I know. It's not for everybody. We also have a lot more intensity in our combat. So we allow full contact, so grappling is allowed, shield kicks are allowed, shield punches are allowed. We don't allow headshots or neck shots because that's simply dangerous.
So when are your guys' meetings?
So we meet,
or whatever you want to call it,
twice a week. We call it a practice because when we go to big events, we're practicing for big events.
Right.
We meet twice a week on Sundays from noon to 7 or noon to 5, depending on how tired we are.
That's a long time.
Yep. And on Fridays from 4 to 6.
Do you like it? Is it fun?
I love it. I've been doing this for about 5 years, and I probably will do this for the rest of my life.
That's awesome. Are there any last words you'd like to add today?
Yeah, so everyone should come out and try it. It might look a little intimidating and scary, but it's really fun, and it's really easy. So come on out and try it.
All right, well, you heard it here. Come visit Mateo and the Armored Penguins. They practice on the library lawn twice a week. If you ever see them, go walk up to them and talk to them. I'm sure they'll not beat you too much until you ask for it. All right.
Promise.
Have a great day.
Thank
I'm
you
DJ
so much.
Scout, and I'm out.
Listening to radio.dominican.edu. Right now we have freshman Tressa. Welcome to the communications department.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So where do you come from, Tressa?
I'm originally from Sacramento, California. I went to El Camino Fundamental High School. Go Eagles.
It's okay. It's all right. No worries.
Very tired.
Yeah, of course.
First 2 weeks of college are so exhausting, but it's really fun.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited.
What do you think of being a freshman and sitting at the radio booth right now? You are the one presenting radio to our Dominican community. How do you feel about that?
It's surreal. I am a communications major with emphasis in sports media. It's been a dream of mine since I was 12 to be involved in either journalism. When I first toured Dominican, like my first exposure to Dominican, I got a chance to talk on the radio just like how I am now.
Mm-hmm.
This is my third time being on Dominican radio. and I loved it. I loved it so much, and it was probably the main reason why I chose this school. And now I'm actually here representing Penguin Radio, and I could not be any more excited.
Well, that's fantastic. It's great to have you here. You know, your story is a parallel to mine. I was actually on Penguin Radio my first tour here. So that's great to hear, and welcome to the communications and radio department.
Thank you. I'm very excited. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Tressa.
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go.
We're live here at the Club Fair Dominican on radio.dominican.edu, and we have a freshman we just pulled out of the Club Fair. What's your name?
Isabella.
Isabella, where do you come from?
Sacramento.
Sacramento, okay, another Sacramento freshman. We're interviewing freshmen about their experience at the Club Fair. How's it going on for you?
It's been good. It's been fun signing up for clubs that interest me.
What kind of clubs did you sign up for?
I signed up for the Poly Club, and I signed up for Cap Amelia.
Oh, Cap Amelia, very big presence here on campus. Well, we hope to see you soon. Thank you for talking to us on Penguin Radio.
Thank you.
Never to touch and never to keep, 'cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Where you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow.
So ambiance here at the Club Fair on this beautiful, sunny, a bit breezy day. We have a fair amount of clubs being represented here. We have the Campus Ministry Club. We have Cap Amelia, huge presence. They have probably the biggest booth or amount of people surrounding their booth. We have the Polynesian Club. We have the Rotaract Club of Dominican. We also have the Radio Club here. It's great. We have the Armored Penguins getting a little exhibition going on with their swords and shields. So it's a great day here at Dominican at the Club Fair, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. To Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Julius. Check out my SoundCloud, www.soundcloud.com/times-1. Yo, I got a movement. If you ain't with it, get with it. I'm out.
Oh, look at that. Thank you. Got a little exhibition, some words coming through right there. All right, thank you. That was SoundCloud for Julian. All right, thank you very much.
You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
we are here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm Dizzy D, and I'm here with our future DJ, Keeks. How's it going, DJ Keeks?
It's good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Do you want to tell us about your show that's coming up soon?
So I have a show coming up. It's called Bay Area Beats with DJ Keeks, and I'll be going around the Bay talking about artists who are going to be performing in the area, talking about what they do, what kind of work they play, and viewers or listeners will be able to go to the shows themselves and listen to the artists and see if they like it or not.
That's awesome. Do you have any, I was going to say stars, but artists lined up already?
Lined up. There is a band called Hiatus Coyote. They're from Australia. Really amazing. They'll be out here in October, so they're going to be one of my first featured.
I actually, because I'm from this area, and I know of a rapper who is from Nevada. He's called Catalyst. You should look him up because I hear he's super good. But anyways, be sure to check out DJ Keeks' show. What is it called again? Remind
Bay
me.
Bay Area Beats with Bay DJ Keeks.
That's such a good ring to
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Well, we are here at the Dominican Club Fair on the library lawn. So be sure to come out and support. We are going to be back soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Now don't you understand?
We're back here at radio.dominican.edu with Lizette from the Drama Club. Tell us, what is the Drama Club?
Hey guys, so the Drama Club is a club here at Dominican, and we pretty much put on any type of improv, dramatic productions, kind of things like that. Last year we put on a really big event called the Vagina Monologues, and what that was, we raised awareness for women's abuse as well as women's rights. And we actually had my co-president, Lawrence, shave his head, head of our campus ministry, Liani, she shaved her head, and a couple other students in awareness for women's rights. And then this year, we're actually going to be a little more fun. We're doing Improv Night, September 25th, and that's kind of going to look like a Whose Line Is It Anyways kind of style thing. It's going to be lots of fun. We also have a lip sync battles coming up in November.
Oh,
so,
wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, so all the clubs are going to pretty much participate, get a group together, put up four songs, and be like, yeah, we're going to battle it up to see who's got the best lip sync crew out there.
Oh, that's really cool. You guys tackle serious issues and have fun at the same time.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Thanks, Lizette.
Yep, thank you.
Appreciate it.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio.